A federal judge has named a 3-member panel to look at whether the drawing of new congressional and possibly legislative district lines should be taken away from the legislature and put into the hands of a federally appointed special master. The panel's considering a request by Judge Dora Irizarry, a federal district court judge in Brooklyn, who's hearing a lawsuit against the lines brought by civil rights groups. Judge Irizarry expressed concern that the proposed new congressional lines have not yet even been released by a legislative task force, even though another federal court judge has ruled that the congressional primaries must be held on June 26th. Governor Cuomo says the developments do not come as a surprise.
This always winds up between the legislature and the courts. This is not the first time we've been to this dance.
The district lines in 2002 and 1992 also ended up before the federal courts, and the lines were ultimately altered. Cuomo has said the current legislative lines as proposed are unacceptable. He's called them hyper-political and hyper-partisan, and he said if they're not changed, he'll veto them. But Cuomo seems for now to be willing to let the lawmakers fight their own battle.
Now, this is primarily up to the legislature. You know, they are in charge of their own destiny here, and they will make decisions and weigh their options.
Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelo says he doesn't think it's necessary to have the federal court step in to draw the congressional lines. He predicts the new districts will be voted into law in a couple of weeks.
The state legislative redistricting is moving along on schedule. We are way ahead of where we were 10 years ago. And I hope to pass the bill on March 1st.
The proposed new Senate lines have been condemned by government reform groups for the creation of a 63rd district that is believed to be designed to help the GOP gain an additional seat. Senate Republicans have also pitted 6 Democratic incumbent senators in 3 districts while not pairing up any GOP incumbents. But while the Senate Republicans endure criticism for manipulating the legislative lines to help the GOP stay in power, a new poll from Quinnipiac University finds that a plurality of New Yorkers prefer that the legislature continue to be split between Republicans in the Senate and Democrats in the Assembly. Pollster Mickey Carroll says while 31% would like to see the Democrats control both houses and 21% would like to see the GOP in command.
41% tell Quinnipiac they like the way things are, the split, the legislative division. And that's although the legislature itself gets punk job approval numbers.
58% disapprove of the way the legislature is handling its job, he says. Just 29% approve. Carroll points out that gerrymandering is not actually illegal. He says judges always think that they're more qualified to draw fairer, less partisan lines, but the state's constitution gives the redistricting authority to the legislature.
The idea that the judges could do a better job than the legislature, maybe they could, but that's not the way the constitution sets it up.
The courts can change district lines only if it's determined they violate the Federal Voting Rights Act. Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders have talked about changing the state's constitution to create a nonpartisan process for 2022, 10 years from now. But so far, there's been no agreement. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.